practice march. The men are eating B rations, the type used when combat is not expected. There are no blackout restrictions, and oil is being liberally used for heat. The Chinese who move on foot are thought capable of advancing only 7 miles a day, and the mechanized UN forces are simply staying out of reach for the time being. When and where the new line will be established is a secret. A British war correspondent who has returned to London from Korea has bitterly attacked the handling of news by military headquarters. The newsman, Davis Walker, of the London Daily Mirror, charges that what he calls Alice in Wonderland information is being handed out to the correspondents. Walker was especially critical of the Air Force and its claims of destroying exact numbers of enemy personnel. A 10-year-old boy, said the Englishman, knows no Air Force can possibly know exactly how many people it has killed. There's no immediate indication that the United Nations will agree on a proposal to declare Red China as an aggressor nation. Many non-communist delegates at Lake Success appear to feel that any such resolution would precipitate general war. The American delegation takes the position that the time to stand firm against armed aggression is now. In London, meanwhile, Pandit Nehru of India has told a meeting of the 8th Commonwealth Nations that the West should virtually withdraw from the Orient. Nehru, who is said to have dominated the conference, urges recognition of China, and he favors giving Formosa to the Reds. In addition, the Indian premier believes Britain should get out of Malaya and the French should get out of Indochina. However, Nehru said he thought the West should provide economic help to Asia and without strings attached. The Truman Fair Deal was handed a setback today in Washington. It came with the assignment of various Democratic senators to the different committees. The new majority leader, McFarland of Arizona, gave the most important assignments to members of the Southern Bloc. The 100% fair dealers were almost ignored. Meanwhile, on the Republican side of the Senate, the man of the hour is Taft of Ohio. Taft made a two-hour foreign policy speech today in which he laid down a positive course of action based on the strengthening of the Air Force and the fleet. He opposed sending more American troops to Europe, especially without congressional approval. A 30-day wage and price freeze is under consideration by the federal government. The news came as the cost of living index mounted perilously high. The purpose of the temporary freeze would be to provide time for a survey to determine where prices and wages should be permanently pegged. The law provides that farm prices are exempt from ceilings, but wholesale and retail food dealers may come under the terms of the order, which is expected soon. Meantime, the nation's railroads are framing a request for higher freight rates. A 6% increase is to be sought to cover increased costs of operation. Recently, the railroad management negotiated a new contract with three of the large brotherhoods. The pay boosts incorporated in this agreement represent part of the cost increases the railroads say they must offset. But the contract may never become effective. Today, the rank and file of the two of the unions decided that the benefits of the new agreement are insufficient. Within 2 weeks, a new military manpower bill will be presented for congressional approval by the Department of Defense. In general, it will ask authority to draft 18-year-olds, extend the period of service, and curtail exemptions and deferments. A special effort will be made to corral young men who are avoiding service by hanging on in high school. The Defense Department also said today that it is calling up some 14,000 doctors and dentists by July 1st. These are the medical men who were trained at Uncle Sam's expense and who served less than 90 days during World War II. And the Navy is tightening its grip on the reservists who have been called to duty with the fleet. Low-ranking enlisted men who would have been eligible for release after 2 years of service will have to stay on to help train the recruits. And in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, barbers raised the price of haircuts from $1 to $1.25 this week. And that was enough for Harry Ingalls. He took a look at the new price list and rejoined the Navy. And that's the late evening news from the NBC newsroom in New York. Fred Collins reporting.
Now the Security Trust and Savings Bank of Billings brings you local and statewide news. But first, this message. Now, here's a plan for handling your personal finances that might save you a great deal of time and effort. The plan can be summed up in these three words. Use the mails. To work this plan, you'll need a checking account. So open one by mail at the Security Trust and Savings Bank. Just drop a line saying, I want to start an account, and the bank will send you the simple forms. When your account is opened, you deposit your entire paycheck in it each payday. You just endorse your check for deposit and then send it safely by mail. And then you draw your own checks, mail them wherever you wish to pay your personal and household bills. That's the Use the Mails plan that the Security Trust and Savings Bank suggests you use. Take the first step and start an account tomorrow. Now the news. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, a man walked into the Western Airlines office in the Northern Hotel with a briefcase. Suddenly, he raised a gun over the counter and asked the girl who was selling tickets, Ann Gerhardt, to give him all of the money and walked out with $140. The briefcase was found later in the back of the Turf restaurant. Police so far haven't uncovered any new clues to the robbery. A tribute to W.G. Sloan, retiring chairman of the Interior Missouri Basin Field Committee, was made tonight in the form of a public testimonial dinner in the Billings Commercial Club. Approximately 100 close friends and reclamation officials from Montana and other neighboring states attended the affair. The principal address was delivered by Harry E. Polk of Williston, North Dakota, national president of the Reclamation Association. Among other guest speakers was Brigadier General Samuel D. Sturgis of Omaha, Nebraska, director of the Missouri Basin Operations for the Army Corps of Engineers. The governor's home guard and civil defense proposals are in bill form tonight and have been presented to the House Military Affairs Committee, the United Press learned. The bills were handed to the committee this week and could be introduced next week as committee bills. However, it is possible many sections could be stricken and the bills introduced by representatives. Acting Director of Civil Defense, Colonel E.K. Cheadle, said he has written both bills, patterned after the model defense bill recommended by the Federal Civil Defense Administration. Both bills have full endorsement by Governor John W. Bonner, Cheadle said. The requested appropriation has very carefully been considered and regarded as a minimum of necessity, he said. They probably will be introduced next week, perhaps Tuesday or Wednesday. Civil defense policy.